We're also joined on the line now from Ireland by Kieran O'Reilly. He's an Irish peace activist who was at Shannon Airport when President Bush arrived this weekend, a member of the Dublin Catholic community, awaiting trial for what he calls disarming a U.S. warplane in Shannon Airport in a separate plowshares action. Kieran, can you describe what happened this weekend when President Bush came to Ireland and then moved on to Turkey, where he's at the NATO summit?
For an 18-hour photo opportunity to garner Irish votes in the United States, I suspect. He landed at Shannon Airport, which is on the west coast, where 10,000 U.S. military pass through each month. There were about 1,400 people there to protest. There was 4,000 police deployed, 2,000 members of the Irish Army with armoured personnel carriers, and about 700 Secret Service travelling with the President. In Dublin, 30,000 people rallied against his arrival. On the Saturday, the Catholic Work and the Ploughshares and 300 friends walked 5 miles from Clare Castle to stage Macbush, a play on Macbeth, and George in the Drumoulin Castle at the time. People were carrying cardboard cut-out trees with the name of an Iraqi child, the age they were killed by the US military, and the means they were killed, cluster bombs, sniper fire, etc. We had a Banquo. I played Banquo, a dead US soldier. Many have passed through Shannon, have returned in body bags. And we read the names of the US military who have been killed in Iraq since this war began. Cueva Butterley from the Catholic Worker, who was shot in the leg in Palestine, taking children to school, played the role of Lady Macbeth, and she read the names of Iraqi children who died. And also we had a witch to cast a spell to drive George out of Ireland. So it was relatively successful. He left, but before he left, he was delayed by about 40 minutes as a group of anarchists, nonviolent anarchists, blockaded the press corps arriving to the Bertie Ahern George Bush Love-In press conference at the airport. So the orientation of his visit was so media orientated that they delayed the departure to Turkey. So quite a good weekend of nonviolent action against George.
Kieran O'Reilly speaking to us about his protests in Ireland.